This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on November 20th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. A trade deal currently being negotiated could dramatically increase the privatization of public services in the world and give multinational corporations more control over services provided in countries. It's called TISA, the Trade and Services Agreement. If implemented, TISA would cover 70% of the global services economy. This is cause for concern, especially for working people. In the US and the European Union, services comprise 75% of economic output. What's more, the deal is being negotiated in secret by governments and corporations without any public input. One of the global unions which is struggling to warn people about the effects of TISA is Public Services International. The PSI represents national public employee unions at the world level. It recently organized a seminar focused on TISA and its potential effects. One of the participants at the PSI workshop was Celeste Drake, the Trade and Globalization Policy Specialist at the AFL-CIO in the United States.
TISA and agreements like it do pose a real threat to workers and their families. And the main problem is they are really made on the basis of corporate needs and desires, and it's what the corporations want. And when these agreements are made behind closed doors, where workers, consumers, environmental advocates, food advocates, public health advocates can't see the text, then we can't really have a strong impact on what the outcomes are. And then the corporate agenda gets advanced. And what happens is, slowly, sort of agreement by agreement by agreement, the policy space for governments is diminished. And then workers who live in democracies find out that their democracies can't be as responsive to them anymore as they should be. And workers start losing confidence in the democratic society. And this is really for corporations to have rules made at the global level, where no citizen votes at the global level, then at the national level, where they can be close to their legislators, it's a real problem. And so what we say is workers need to know about these. It's not some esoteric issue that only happens in Geneva or only happens in Brussels or Washington, D.C. It's really meaningful for them in terms of their right to collectively bargain, what's in the food that they put on the table, whether they're going to be able to send their children to high-quality public schools. And so we say workers should find out and should let their governments know that these kinds of agreements cannot be made behind workers' back, behind closed doors.
The labor movement faces a bleak future if it doesn't start recruiting more young people into unions. That's why the Trades Union Congress in the UK has initiated a recruitment drive aimed at young workers. Claire Coatman is the TUC's young workers campaigner.
Young people in work don't even know how badly they're being screwed over. They're just grateful to have a job. From care workers who don't get paid for all the hours they're in their car, to retail workers who get abuse from customers and no support from management. We all deserve better. Rushing into a shift you only got told about on the day, but never getting flexibility back when your childcare falls through. Not getting decent training or seeing a way to move on to a better job can make you lose hope. But it doesn't have to be like that. It can feel like you're struggling alone, when really hundreds of thousands of people like you all across the UK feel just the same way. And we know that when workers come together, they can change their workplace for the better. Higher pay, real training, and more certainty. And that's exactly what unions are. Groups of workers coming together to win real change. But right now, less than 1 in 10 young workers in the private sector have the support of a union for all the problems they face. We're stronger together, and unions are your best way to get ahead at work. So please think about getting some friends together and joining a union. And you can find the right union for you by Googling Join a Union.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.